Are you ready? Ready for relevant financial news? Ready for free, no-hassle streaming without a subscription? Tune into Yahoo Finance Live for hours of live market coverage. They're ready. Are you?
With this special Federal Reserve edition of Your Money Briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. On Wednesday, and as expected, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates for the fourth time this year. The Fed raised rates a quarter percentage point to a range between 2.25% to 2.5%. But the Fed sees choppy waters ahead. Here's Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
Many FOMC participants had expected that economic conditions would likely call for about three more rate increases in 2019. We have brought that down a bit and now think it is more likely that the economy will grow in a way that will call for two interest rate increases over the course of next year.
So how should investors interpret the Fed's thinking? We're joined by Greg Peters. He's Senior Portfolio Manager at PGIM Fixed Income to spell out the details for us. So, Greg, the Fed's decision to pare back its plans to raise rates in 2019 is the result of market instability in large part. But how should investors, retail investors and otherwise, adjust their portfolios for this?
I thought the message on Wednesday was really quite confusing. As some of the information out of the statement, from the dot plot, from the press conference, really created more confusion than any clarity. And the markets have responded in kind. I think it's very difficult to interpret what the Fed is really trying to portray. However, I do think it is a message of they'll continue to try to raise rates. So they have taken it down from 3 to 2 on a median in 2019. Keep in mind that they added a rate hike after the tax cut and the fiscal spending. So they really just reversed that this time around. And so the markets were really looking for more. At the same time, the long-term dot, so where is Fed funds out the long-term, they also reduced that, which is positive. And so there's some positive elements and there's some negative elements or not so positive elements. And I think that is creating a lot of interpretation confusion from a market standpoint.
Well, the markets were sort of confused. I mean, after the Fed statement came out Wednesday afternoon, the market dropped as many as 450 points.
Well, you know, the whole notion of a dovish hike is akin to jumbo shrimp. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And so I think to try to thread that needle is just inherently really difficult. And so I think we're set up somewhat for the impossible. And so I'm not surprised that the markets had a hard time interpreting because, quite frankly, it was almost impossible to interpret in the first place.
And so for clients at PGIM who are looking at their portfolio and taking time at this time of the year anyway to sort of revisit things or recalibrate things, what's the recommendation for them to navigate this time of Fed movement and instability?
So I think the big difference year over year is risk reward. And so on one side of the aisle, you have the reward much higher than where we started this time last year, particularly on the credit portfolios. And so credit spreads have widened pretty significantly this year. That's a good news, bad news story, clearly. But the starting place for 2019 is a much better place. At the same time, you have a continued proactive Fed and risks are rising. So I think that means more defensiveness. And indeed, we are more defensive in our own portfolios. And so we are taking our risk down broadly. We actually do think there's value in yields. So if you think about the debate just 6 months ago, investors were so worried about yield shooting higher. I don't think you have that same concern going forward. And so I think having fixed income in the broader portfolio makes a lot of sense for investors as it's defensive and it should protect you in times of turbulence.
So having some more of a conservative profile to your outlook and the way you're going to set out to 2019, there's a lot of good in that.
There is. The big difference year over year is also the front end or cash. And so cash rates, LIBOR, however you want to look at it, is very attractive. And so investors can be much more defensive and get paid for it today relative to a couple of years ago. This is quantitative easing in reverse. This is QT. And so investors were forced out the risk curve with quantitative easing. Cash was at zero. They had no other choice but to go out and buy real estate, stocks, high-yield bonds, et cetera. Today, that choice is very different, right? So with rates higher and now quantitative easing turned to quantitative tightening, investors don't have to go out the risk curve. And I think you need to kind of take that signal to heart and become more defensive.
All right. We'll have more with Greg Peters, Senior Portfolio Manager at PGIM Fixed Income, right after this.
IBM is working with clients to put smart to work and bring progress to everyone. Together with IBM, experts are putting smart to work to help the environment, improve safety on the road, and make progress. Not just for a few of us, but for all of us. Because while technology has never been smarter, smart only matters when you put it to work. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart/UK.
And we're back with Greg Peters, Senior Portfolio Manager at PGIM Fixed Income, on the special Federal Reserve edition of Your Money Briefing. So, Greg, there is some good news here, especially for those of us with savings accounts.
There is indeed, and that is yields in the more defensive part of the fixed income markets are higher. And I think that is good news for savers. And so this goes back to this notion where quantitative easing took front-end rates down to zero, which made it a really difficult task for savers to actually earn any income. That has reversed. And so I think it's a much, much better environment for savers.
It's been a long time since we saw an upward trend in savings account interest rates. It's been, what, 10 years?
It's been since the crisis, which is 10 years. So, yeah, it's been quite some time. And so I think we're in a very different place, obviously, than we were 10 years ago. And I think savers will benefit. And they're actually getting enticed to be defensive. And I think that enticement is an important one, and investors should take heed.
And so, Greg, in your role at PGIM Fixed Income, you've seen your clients in bonds and levered loans. Think that'll be changing?
I think so, on the margin. And so you've seen a tremendous demand for levered loans on the retail side over the past couple of years. So a levered loan is basically a form of financing that companies take on in loan form versus a bond form. And post-crisis, what you've seen is a lot of lending going through the loan market versus the bond market. As a real trend that retail investors have really focused on is this rising rate environment. And so any floating rate type of instrument was really quite desirable from a retail perspective. With rates already moving higher and then kind of fixed rates moving lower and the concern about rates moving higher a lot less, I expect to see a continued transition from the retail perspective out of lever loans into fixed rate product. And I think that's a trend that does make sense and a trend that I see continuing over the next year or so.
All right. That is Greg Peters, Senior Portfolio Manager at PGIM Fixed Income. Greg, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.